I think this year's Energy Week is going to be monumental. We have seen Africa coming together with at least 7,800 people going into Cape Town. And I think the big part of it is energy growth and a just energy transition for Africa. Africans and international investors want to really see that there is energy growth to help us defeat energy poverty. And also, we want a just energy transition, that as we transition to renewables, it is fair and it is just, and we also address climate justice issues.
How are Africans embracing this Energy Week?
It's been huge. I think we've gone from having 800 to 1,005 to 3,000 people. Right now, we have 7,000 African businesses coming into Cape Town, but also international energy companies, African governments, international organizations. Prince Williams is going to be in Cape Town this week together with the UK Foreign Secretary, David Lammy. And that tells you they'll be in the Exxon conference as well during, it's holding concurrently during Energy Week. That tells you of the high importance it's been there. We're looking at energy deals or transactions almost worth about $18 billion are going to be signed at the African Energy Week, which is something that is bigly needed for Africans. Afreximbank Bank is going to be signing a lot of multi-million dollar deals for African energy companies and the international energy companies from the United States, Europe, Russia, China, and BRICS this year is playing an amazing role in trying to see that we drive that. And the U.S. government and the U.S. business have also been a central part of African Energy Week, and they're going to be signing a lot of transactions with African companies.
What will be the focus of this year's African Energy Week as it takes place this week?
Our big focus is going to be energy poverty. 600 million Africans don't have any access to electricity. 900 million don't have access to clean cooking technologies. We have to keep that focus on them, even as we ensure that corporations in Africa continue to make profit, but we also demanding that we see an enabling environment. We have to deal with our above ground risk issues to make investments easy into Africa. Red tape. It shouldn't take so long to approve a project and the time you need to build that project. We need to look at transparency issues, rule of law issues, and keep that focus and be very rigid on it.
What should be the expectations of Africans about this year's African Energy Week?
The expectations of Africans should be us coming out of Energy Week, but Africans having a united voice as we're going to COP in Baku, Azerbaijan, on climate justice. Africans knowing that their energy sector is not going to sell out on them.